It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm talking with pianist and composer Brian Nichols. He's getting ready for a show on Saturday with a new quintet, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity to catch up with someone who's truly a fixture in the Twin Cities scene. Brian, thanks for visiting Jazz 88. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, Brian, you are a decorated player in town. You've played with all sorts of folks, made a ton of great music, and you're kicking off something relatively new this Saturday. You got JT Bates on drums, who you've made a lot of incredible music with, Sophia Cacofo on sax, Jake Baldwin on trumpet, Dan Carpell on bass, and yourself on piano. At a real process level, when you go, it's time to put together a new group, is it because you have new music? Is it because the people you used to play with refuse to work with you anymore? Like, sort of, what makes you go, okay, it's time to shake things up a bit?
Well, it's all of the above, right? No one has refused to work with me. But it was kind of cool because this gig came about and not all the members of my original quintet could do it. And I was like, this is a great opportunity to kind of get some new people. And, you know, I've been around long enough, and I've been around here long enough where I've seen, you know, I have friends that I've been playing music with for 20, 30 years, but then also they're like constantly new people. And sometimes It's really nice from a creative standpoint to be like, hey, what's this person's voice? How does this person react to my music? And, you know, kind of like within improvised music, there's a lot of positive feedback that can happen when I put just a new combination of people together. And so I chose just some of my favorite musicians. You know, Dan, I've been playing a lot with lately. Jake, I've gotten a chance to work with Tina Schlesky's group. Mm-hmm. And Sophia, I met when she was a youngster in the Dakota Combo days. So she was probably 14, 15. And she's not that much older than that now. I think she might be 20. And she's sounding so great. I've heard, you know, she's just posting stuff on Instagram from her. She's at Juilliard right now, and I was like, let's get her in the mix. And so
we're at the age, Brian, we're relatively similar aged. This is one of the first times where you can have people who are working professionals who are of a younger generation.
Absolutely.
Is that, I mean, and you've been an educator for a long time as well. Is it intimidating to you when you realize, oh, here are pros who had access to the records I had access to when I was 30, but they got them when they were 7.
Like, yeah, no, I think, I mean, it's on one hand intimidating because you see, you know, 19-year-olds and they're just absolutely slaying, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I think at some level, like we all, you know, if you want to do this for a living, you got to be a little bit humble about like, oh, cool. Some days I'm going to see a 70-year-old that has so many beautiful ideas and they've got a whole lifetime of ideas. And sometimes I'm going to see a 17-year-old who has so many ideas. I don't know where they got that, but I'm still going to steal them. You know, I'm still going to like figure out what they're doing. And so it's really fun thinking about like, you know, coming up in jazz and improvised music worlds, I got a chance to play with people who are 60, 70 years older than me. And I'm, you know, that's a positive experience for me. And I think it's also positive for me to go, oh, cool. Like as new generations come up, how can I get people involved? How can I make it so that, you know, I don't want to just be like, hey, here's this guy. He's in his 40s. He plays with other people in his 40s. You know, the Twin Cities jazz scene is pretty close knit as is.
Yeah.
And at least the least I can do is go, oh, hey, I can like try to widen my circle.
Yeah. You know? It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Brian Nichols. He's debuting a new quintet on Saturday over at Berlin with some really exciting players, including Sophia Cacofo and Jake Baldwin on trumpet. Now, Brian, I imagine when you're working with folks who you really are of the same generation of, you might have a ton of shared language where you can go, oh, it's just like this thing that we all played together when we were sophomores, etc. And now you're in a thing where you have different generations interacting. You sent along a beautiful tune. We're going to listen to all of it. It's from 2011. It's called Drums You Didn't Hear. And as I listened to this tune, I was going, okay, if Brian's going to communicate this to a new group of players that's not Brandon Wozniak and Mike Lewis, what do you say? So first off, Brian, I did a little homework, my friend.
I love it.
Here's how, if I was passing out your chart at a rehearsal, I go, we're playing this Brian Nichols tune. I'd go, there's like a dramatic, dirgy melody, then a little piano section after the melody, and then there's a lot of enthusiastic shared soloing, mainly in this case between Brandon Wozniak and Mike Lewis. We're going to press play on it, but if you were passing out the sheet music, maybe you already have to these folks in your new ensemble, What are you telling them besides for what's actually on the sheet? Or how are you getting this song communicated to a new set of players?
I think you're absolutely correct. You know, I think we want to have this basics of here are the melody, here are these things. Obviously, as you said, JT is playing. I've been playing music with him nearly 30 years. And so I almost never have to, like, I don't even tell him anything. I'm just like, JT, you know what's going to happen, right? Whether it's like something that I've written previously or like something brand new, I'm just like, yeah, JT, you know. Yep. And then everyone else, though, like, okay, here's the melody, here's what we're going to do. One of the really important things for me in my ensembles is I want people to be, give me the most authentic version of you, right? And so, you know, people talk about sometimes in music like composer intent or whatever. And like, sure, you can believe in that. As a jazz composer, though, I feel like let's put that on the back burner. I want to hear someone be themselves. And so I want this like framework of melody. But as we get into improvised sections, like I want to hear you and I want to hear what you're doing and how you interact with what's going on around you. And like, I want us all, hey, toss a curveball every now and then, make someone react. And so, you know, the basics of getting through the song, but then are there. But then as we get to the improvisation, I kind of want to go new places, right? And I wouldn't have new people if I didn't want new places. And that's where all the interesting stuff is. You know, all the old places are like, we've heard that before.
Let's listen to this tune, Drums You Didn't Hear, from Brian Nichols on Jazz 88.
Thank you.
Okay, Brian, we just heard drums you didn't hear, and you guys went a lot of new places in that, but that's 15 years in the past as far as when you recorded it.
Yeah.
And I'm hinging on this thing about playing with a younger generation. It might not take a lot of work to tell JT Bates to be comfortable with you. You are age mates. You're comfortable. Yes. You've been playing together for 30
yeah.
years. But especially it sounds like Sophia Kakafel, you met her at first in sort of an instructor role.
Absolutely.
How do you take somebody where there's an age gap and you go, please really be yourself. Please bring your whole self. And I know that has a ton to do with Sophia.
Yeah.
But how do you set the groundwork to let younger people feel like they're really able to be all they want to be?
I mean, I think that's been a really natural offshoot of how I think the jazz and improvised music community here or when I was in Chicago or wherever has worked. Because I think, you know, I was teaching high school students when I was in my early 20s, right? When you're like 5 years older than someone, right? You're basically their peer. You don't know anything. They don't know anything. And that's always been the thing. And so I've seen now sort of multiple generations, whatever, but like multiple kind of 5 year periods of people go from, hey, you were my student, to, hey, it's more of a mentorship situation, to, oh, we're now peers, right? And I can send you a gig to sub or whatever. And so, and I feel like that refreshes the music, and that refreshes, I mean, not just my music, but the entirety of music. And it also gives me a chance. I mean, one of the things I like to talk about with all of my students is that we're all on some sort of like learning journey, right? And so if I consider myself a student and they consider themselves students, in that way we're peers and I can learn from you and you can learn from me. And so hopefully, you know, if I can present as here is my authentic self musically, personally, then you can as well, because I'm not trying to be like, hey, I have a vaguely important role in the Twin Cities jazz scene or whatever, right? Like, you know, that and, you know, that and $2 gets you a cup of coffee,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
And so that's, yeah, so I want everyone to kind of come to the table and, hey, like, this is an equal table. We're all sitting in the same chairs. We're all operating on the same world. And as you said, it's really nice because there is a ton of shared language that is almost more easily accessible than it's ever been. You know, you don't have to, like, go find this one record anymore that someone's friend's cousin had. You know, it's probably in your phone.
Yeah. So, see, Afternoon Cruise, I'm with Brian Nichols. He's going to be playing at Berlin on Saturday night with a new quintet. I want to ask you, Brian, about how you maintain staying on your learning journey. I saw you and Zach Harris, an incredibly talented guitar player from town, playing a duo gig at Ice House, and you guys were so clearly having so much fun and also, in my opinion, pretty clearly incredibly comfortable with what you were doing. A level of comfort I've never exuded on a jazz gig and you guys had. And it was really impressive, but I was sitting there going, what's next? Because it's not like it's AARP time yet. Like, not that there's nothing wrong with that, but what's next for a Brian Nichols, a Zach Harris, when it goes, hey, we know the material.
Yeah. I think there are a bunch of things, right? Number one, you're always trying to improve your craft. And it's not just about, you know, obviously I want to be comfortable who I'm with. And so that's all the people that are around here. And then I also want to go check out, like, hey, who else is doing cool things, you know, in the Midwest, nationally, internationally? What can I learn from them? You know, as I said earlier, like, what can I steal from them, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be derogatory about that. I think that's an important part of the music process. It's like, I'm going to hear something. I'm going to figure out how they did that, right? And then, like, that's how we all learn. So, I'm constantly kind of thinking about, like, hey, how can I continue to develop my craft? You know, it's easy to be here. The Twin Cities is a lovely place to live, but you don't want to get too comfortable either, right? And so, you know, learning from younger people, learning from people who are around. And then also the other biggest thing is we keep generating our own material, right?
Yeah.
So I've been especially kind of like in the last year or two post-pandemic trying to write again, right? It was easy to get off the horse there for a while, just be like, well, okay, cool, I'm taking a back seat as things kind of slow down a little bit. But now it's like, okay, cool. I've been really inspired by Berlin, kind of a great new addition to the scene. Been really inspired by some of the people around who I feel like are making really cool music. And so for me, it's like, okay, cool. Well, I got to generate more material and figure out, like, here's a song that I, you know, have been thinking about. Let's put it into paper. Or let's get it into people's hands. You know, let's get it into people's ears. Or here's a song I've been thinking about. Let's figure out, like, how I would even play it. Can I push myself to, like, write something I can't play and kind of think about it that way. And if as long as I keep doing that, you know, like, make new material, challenge myself, I feel like I can grow as a pianist and grow as an artist.
thank you for staying on that journey. It's easy to spin your wheels, especially during the pandemic.
Absolutely. And post. Absolutely. You know. And, you know, we all feel like, you know, it's we have families. We, you know, there's all sorts of stuff to do all the time. And I never want to get to the point where I'm like, hey, I haven't developed in X amount of time, right. You know, and maybe that's 2 years or maybe that's 5 years. And as long as I feel like, hey, I am developing and doing more interesting stuff, then I feel like, cool, this is an ascendant journey, you know?
You've made a lot of new music for this gig you're playing at Berlin on Saturday. Is there a piece yet to be recorded that you are the most excited about sort of counting off and starting on Saturday night?
I don't even know if I'm going to count it off. No, there are definitely some pieces. There are definitely some pieces that I'm really excited to hear. As I said, like this with this like new ensemble, I have a sort of an idea of how things will sound, but maybe we get to, you know, beat one and we go, oh my God, like that whole thing sounds completely different. And so, no, there's a definitely some new tunes that I'm pretty excited about that I'm, you know, really interested to hear how it goes. And my hope is that, you know, some of this music plus some of the music I wrote just for a show in May, that it will make it onto a new record, I hope, next year. And so that's the goal.
We hope so too, and we look forward to playing it. Brian Nichols playing this Saturday over at Berlin with a new quintet. Thank you very much for visiting Jazz 88, and good luck at the gig on Saturday.
Thank you, Sean.